if the father has a big nose and the child has a big nose, you say, well, that child
favors his father.
And if the father has a very sunny disposition and the little boy has a sunny disposition, you say,
he's like his father.
Like his father. And if you have, or your mother had six children, and someone might say, well, she what, six children? She reared them or raised them up? Or?
Well, either way, but raised mostly.
Raised, And you...
I rather lean to it myself.
And did you ever hear a large family, many children, someone say, well, they've got a whole...
They have a heap of children.
Heap of children. A whole passel.
A passel of children. Uh-huh. But jokingly.
I see.
Not seriously.
Passel is not
a
serious word. It's just
joking term. Mm-hmm. Kidding term.
And if the child, well, your son was what? The name of your son. You might say, we named our boy
for his father.
For his father. And a child who did not have a father, or the child who didn't have married parents,
they whispered the word bastard.
They would use the word, though.
Yes, it was.
But it was
still hush hush.
Mm-hmm.
Bastardy.
Mm-hmm.
No reflection on the child.
And if the child's parents died, he would be known as any special term other than
orphan? An orphan.
Just an orphan. Mm-hmm. And the older person who would look after him would be his...
Grandparents, if they were living, an aunt. We live in a family-oriented society in the area. And you felt like that it was your duty to look after them. However, I had an uncle that was in my grandfather's first set of children. He's living still. He's real sick right now. But he reared two families of children that were no kin to him whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And then in his old day, he and Aunt Neil took in two little orphans that their mother left by the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And he searched until he found who they were. And she is really just a daughter. We just love her.
Mm-hmm.
And she married one of the boys in the first set of children he raised.
That right? Oh, that's a wonderful story. If the court would appoint him...
Guardian.
Dominican people.
Mm-hmm.
And how about the little thing with wheels on that you put babies in?
Oh, a carriage?
There would be a carriage. And what would you do with the baby in the carriage?
Push the carriage.
Push the baby in the carriage. And the baby, what on the floor when he first starts
crawls.
To move around? Okay. And if you can think of any different terms for various parts of the body, I'd like you to bring them up. This part is...
The forehead. Now they accented it though in the early time. It was forehead.
Forehead, And this ear would be
the earlobe.
And this one would be the. Do you have any? You just call it the left ear.
Mm-hmm.
And the
right. Mm-hmm.
And this part.
Lips.
And this.
Or mouth.
And this part?
The chin and the neck.
And from here to here?
From here to here. Chest.
Did you ever hear this part referred to by any